We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look, I didn't pick them to win that game. I did not think they would be embarrassed the way that they were.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us didn't pick them to win. But at the same time, man, you know, one of the things I speak on more than anything is just the fight you have in you. I hate to see a team that doesn't seem like they're really playing together and have the same goal in mind. I mean, I understand when you're down and you feel like you at your last straw, but please show me some effort. And offensively, you can understand some of the things you saw. Defensively, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
So that's what everyone will ask. And I've been already walking up and down the street, just going to a couple of stores today. Hey, man, what's up with the defense? I don't know. I wish I could tell you more, but that's the questions that need to be answered. Like, why are these guys are now on the same accord coming off of the first half of the season? They look like world beaters, and now they look like, you know, they're everybody's JV team, you know? So.
Well, I mean, isn't that the biggest issue, too, is that the offense hasn't really played well all season long outside of week one?
I couldn't wait to get back in here with you because I recall a month ago we were sitting here complaining. We weren't complaining. Fans calling in complaining about the ugly wins. We sat here, and you asked me, and I say, I care less about how good it looks.
Yeah.
A win is a win.
I kill for an ugly win
they
right now.
They weigh the same. And now look where we at. So these fans, you know, I understand, you know, we want so much. Sometimes you have to be satisfied with what you get. And we see that right now because we didn't know what this team was going to become that down the stretch. We kept saying that, hey, maybe this has feelings of that 2008. We didn't want to say that. I hate speaking stuff into existence and seem like it happens. They might be even worse, you know. So I'm hoping they can get a win out of these last three. I was hoping they can get three wins when they was at six games left or five games left. And it seemed like they might can go for an over.
I would wonder, would you have made a change here after that loss? I mean, the argument that I made, Santana, is I don't like calling for people's job.
No doubt.
But I think you need to show the fan base that you understand how bad it's gotten. And you saw what it looked like inside of that building. It was nothing but Giants fans.
Yeah, it was nothing but Giants fans. Look, you got to understand something. This whole organization is going to go through an overhaul sooner or later when it comes to, you know, there's already guys in the building that's trying to make the stadium situations better. You know, the things as far as the entertainment side of it to, you know, draw these fans back. And then at the same time, as a team, you have to really, you know, sit down as an organization and say, are we moving in the right direction as a team? We sit here time and time again, and we can point out the injuries and say, well, this is the reason why we didn't, you know, play as well. But no, you can't keep talking about injuries because I've seen teams in this league that lose coaches, that lose key players, you know, you name it. They lose it all, and they still go out there and put up better work than we have been showing for the last 3 years, regardless of our circumstances. So you have to take a sharp or great look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, are we moving in the right direction as an organization, as a team? And at the end, it's going to be some changes made. I'm not the one to make that decision or make that call, but you almost have to think or believe that that has to happen for this team to get better.
The offense with the injuries and the Sanchez and all the drops, Jameson Crowder had the nice long touchdown pass and that was great, but man, he could have bailed Mark Sanchez out early with some of those passes that weren't caught. We've kind of seen that this entire year.
Yeah.
I feel like, is there, other than a couple of guys on the offensive line, is there a part of that offense that doesn't need a complete recall at this point?
Yeah, you never know, man. And when it comes to just seeing some of those drops early in the game, as a receiver, as a ball catcher, you look at that and say, see, that's the difference of when you have to change guys who's throwing that ball to you in the middle of the season like that. It's hard, man. It's not as easy as it seems. That ball comes a little different regardless of it, if it's harder or slower or has more touch or has less touch. It just comes different regardless of who's throwing it. And those guys all have to make an adjustment. Now, I'm not making an excuse for those guys dropping those balls because – at a time, they have to realize the situation they are in as a team and say, hey, regardless of how this thing comes to me, this is who we have, and we have to make him comfortable and give him, get him in his mode, so I say, to make sure he has enough rhythm going that we can go out here and be a productive offense. And I think, to me, from the start, these guys came off with no rhythm, and that allowed things to go move the way they was moving, because you saw after that, they had, three or four drops by key players. And then when he finally was trying to do something, it seemed like he wasn't in the rhythm to even see things clear enough. At times, he was throwing right into coverage. Mm. If that ball wasn't tipped, it was going to get picked anyway, the one that they had a pick six on. It was getting picked anyway. He eyed the guy down the whole time. So I just feel like, man, it was no rhythm, you know, from the start. And then when you see the guy come in who came off the couch playing Madden a week ago, you almost say, yeah, we understand he played with lesser talent or played against lesser talent because some of those guys was backups. But he still went out there and did some things that you can't just come off your couch doing.
He ran the offense better than Mark.
Yes. And the one thing that I alluded to saying about his skill set, we might have to just keep that in there, because now you make defenses say, okay, we have to worry about two things. We got to worry about him running or passing. And just to see that he can pass, you know, that's going to be, to me, a special threat for a guy who has wheels or for a guy who can elude some of those defenders a little better than, you know, Sanchez can.
Josh Johnson, of course, comes in and actually played pretty well at 195 yards and a touchdown and ran for a couple of first downs. I would ask you, Santana, go back a little bit. When you're going quarterback to quarterback to quarterback, they've had four this year.
Yeah.
From the receiver's perspective, when, you know, I'm just a layman, I'm watching a guy get looks like he's getting hit in the chest with a ball, and mm-hmm. you say that's a drop, that's on the receiver. But when you're is it the velocity? Is it the touch? Is it that where the ball is coming, the expectation?
It's so much.
What
brother.
Are we talking about?
Talking about it at all. I've been there. I had 4-1 season, 3-1. I had 3 and 4 more. To me, I think my whole career, 14 years, I played with 3 or 4 different guys in a season probably 3 different times.
Wow.
So it happens, because now you might have had a guy from the start to say, okay, this guy's throwing too damn hard. But you came accustomed with it because you practice. And then now you almost expect that. Then you say, okay, that guy's go down. Now you have another guy, and now he throws soft. So now, you know, the soft balls, you shouldn't have to adjust. You love those passes. You love that guy who can just get it to you, fit in the bread basket. You want that. Saying that guy go down, now you have a guy that comes in. He's in between. He's not that hard. He's not that fat, but he might not have accuracy. You know, so you might have to wait on his ball. You might not can't just put your hand back there and look upfield. Now you might have to look that ball in, because it might be an inch behind, high or low. And then you get to your fourth quarterback, and you don't know what to expect from him, because he's only 10 days in. You haven't really got enough work in with him to really get the feel of him. So now you just got to go out there and wing it. So I've been in those shoes before, and it's no excuses for us. We can't afford to sit back and say, well, this is the reason. No, you have to make the plays. And regardless of when they're thrown or when how they come, you just have to make those plays. So being a guy that's been in those shoes many a times, and folks ask me to this day, like, how was you able to go out there and put up those numbers with so many different quarterbacks? Because I had no chance to sit and do anything else. It was no one's going to feel sorry about my situation at quarterback. You just got to make the play. You're in that position to do so, so you got to do it.
You talked a little bit about Josh Johnson, and you pointed out the fact he can make some plays with his legs. And I think that's a great point, man. If nothing else, they're going to have to. If you're a defensive, you have to plan for one more thing, scheme for one more thing, and hopefully that might open up a couple of things for the offense, even though you're so beleaguered and you have so many injuries. You know, moving forward, do you think that's something that could give them, you don't want to call it a spark, I don't know how much it is realistically, but what type of an opportunity does that give the Redskins?
Who knows? I know one thing. Now you're going to have people ready for Josh Johnson, because now it's not going to be like, oh, okay, we're getting ready for Sanchez, and then you pop this guy in. So this is going to make things a little more uneasy for him. But at the same time, this is a situation that he's probably been dreaming about, and now he has an opportunity. Team's going to have to just understand that. I understand the fact that with him being able to be elusive and be a ball carrier as well, it might open up things for AP in the backfield and CT. You know, those guys have been getting guys just teeing off on them now, because you have so many quarterbacks. Like, I watched that first series of the game last week, and the Giants did nothing that I didn't expect them to do. They threw everything at this guy. They knew Sanchez wasn't going to be ready for. They blitzed him and blitzed him and blitzed him. And so I'm sitting there saying to myself, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to do when you're in your third string quarterback or you're in your fourth string. You're supposed to bring it and make it uneasy for him. And with that being uneasy, then they have these same guys in the box, and you don't know if you're running a pass. And now we run the ball, and those guys in the box already. So it was just hard for us to get in that rhythm because the Giants made sure that it was going to be uneasy for us. And that's what you hoping to see from our team at time on the defensive side. I was sitting there listening to Swearinger, and he mentioned some things earlier this morning about, you know, bring some of our safeties, bring some heat sometime, you know, change up some things. To me, when it comes down to where we at right now as a team, you have to just say scrap the stuff that we've been doing the entire year. You know, if it ain't working, it ain't working. I care less about what you did early in the season. Right now, in this point of the season, you have to say, I have to do what works. I have to do what pleases my player at times. Maybe I might have to adjust a little bit as a coach or you name it and say, if this is going to make him happy, if he can make plays this way, then I have to go ahead with that because obviously something needs to change because some of these guys are in the same position that they was in before and the plays are not being made.
You mentioned Swearinger. These were his comments directly after the game. Keep that in mind. Horrible loss. Guys are going to be pissed, but this is what he said right after the game.
Can't say players, man, because we the same players. We the same guys. You know, we putting in the same work. Defense, we practicing hard for my players. I'm speaking for my players. You know, we practicing hard. So from player standpoint, you know, we practicing, bro. So I don't know. Like I said, I can't give you no answer to that because I'm not the coach. But I know we trying to do what we need to do on defense as players. You know, we trying to. We trying hard.
Has what the coaches are asking you to do changed since earlier in the season?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Shit, we losing now, man. So, certain stuff, you know, you just got to ask on your own.
That's not the first time that he's brought up coaching staff is the reason why there should be some culpability there in Santana. I got to say that he's right. It's the same players. So what's happened? Is it the scheme? Is it the intensity of the practice? Is the fact that they're just worn down? How does a unit with these same guys, except for Quentin Dunbar, look so drastically different?
Yeah, it's hard to ask. I mean, it's hard to answer that question because you really don't know. You're not in those meeting rooms. You're not out there on the field with those guys, you know, during preparation time. You're just watching. And from a guy from the outside looking in, hey, it's all about adjustments in this game. Offensively, defensively, you know, the entire team has to find a way at times when things are not going good. You have to make those adjustments. It seems when you watch other teams, the Giants – played that game the first time they played up there in the Meadowlands pretty tough. You know, it was a pretty tough game. I mean, at that time, you didn't expect the Giants to be in the game. And to me, they came with a better game plan this time around, and they made the adjustments that they had to make off of watching film, watching these guys throughout these weeks and saying, okay, this is what we got to bring. And even though, yes, we on our third quarterback too, so a lot of that, you know, plays a role too. But I just believe it's adjustments. And listening to that soundbite, you say Swearinger's not trying to say too much. We understand that Swearinger could be a guy that, you know, get a little heavy-winded when it comes to what he says. And I think that might have rattled some coaches or players throughout these years. But at the same time, I like hearing Swearinger call out guys. I like hearing him call out the defense because, you know, he's not doing it just to do it. He's doing it because he's actually – you know, going out there and laying on the line every weekend himself. He's not just saying, hey, you know, Chad, you're not doing your job and blah, blah, blah. No, he's saying, man, look, me too. You know, whatever's going on out here, I'm involved also. So to me, listening to that, I was saying to myself, I seem like he's biting his tongue a little bit because he want to say more. But I understand sometimes you have to because these coaches or, you know, the organization and the staff, they can look at it and say, well, this guy here, you know, yes, he's playing. He's one of our, you know, most valuable players on that defense. But we can't take some of the things he's saying because you know how that can be, you know, looked at on the outside.
It's a tough spot. And clearly there's a lot of emotion there right after a loss like that. Santana Moss hanging out with me for another hour. At some point, we'll open up the phone lines. If you have a question, comment, or query for Santana Moss, it's 800-636-1067. If you'd like to get after that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.